Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Cole Stratton here, filling in once again for Kevin Pollak, who is off shooting Miami Rhapsody Part 2, Cocaine Nights.
Oh my God, he's perfect for that.
So good.
I didn't get a call about that.
You should have. Let's meet our alchemist for today. He's the man with the Midas touch, James Heaney. James, what can't you turn into gold?
I can't turn into gold.
Take your time.
Actually, I think I can turn everything into gold. Honestly, I have never. I have taken shit and turned it into gold.
What about
not
gold?
Literal shit, but like, you know, not worthy. Now it's worthy. Sorry. Nothing. Nothing, Cole.
Wow.
Nothing can be not turned into gold.
Always remember to leave a review.
But I try. Leave a review.
Yeah.
Okay, Heaney. Pretty much what I expected. She's the original triangle player for the Dave Matthews Band, Vanessa Raglan. V, why'd you leave Dave and the boys?
Oh, you know, I just loved our earlier stuff.
Yeah. That's fair. He's the fourth Pep Boy and super bitter about it, Mark Gagliardi.
Hey!
Mark, what happened?
The thing is, I don't like getting caricatured. So when the day came to get those three caricatures done of all the dudes, I said, no, thank you. And they said, well, you're not a Pep Boy anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's tragic, man.
You kept your integrity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's exposed himself to a ton of gamma radiation in hopes of getting superpowers, Brad Norman.
Hey.
Brad, what superpowers are you after, man?
Patience
Oh.
I just want patience and empathy. That's my superpower. I want that to be my superpower. And like, I want to be able to grow those connectors from the mustache to the beard. Because I can grow a good beard and a good mustache, but I can't connect them.
Can you just grow the mustache out long enough?
I mean, yeah, but then again, you know, like, then it's like...
You can weave it
in. The weird,
weaving,
like...
Weaving is what
you
I'm
gotta,
imagining.
You gotta like
I
this.
Don't want to weave my face.
Okay.
I mean, but I appreciate... I'm not poo-pooing
no,
you
it's
guys.
Fine to
I'll
poo-poo
take
it.
Your suggestion. Yeah.
All right, he's Rocky's biggest nemesis, Craig Kukowski. Mm-hmm. Craig, how's the training going?
I pity the fool who tries to stop me.
So much fool pitying. And finally, Miami-Dade High School's homecoming king 11 years running, yeah. Joey Greer. Joey, yeah. When are you finally going to graduate?
Whenever I stop being cool as shit.
So never, man.
I never, dude.
That's right. All right, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first suggestion. Hey guys, just want to say I appreciate all of you for making this one of the funniest podcasts I've ever heard. My job has me working a lot in vacant apartment homes and communities all around Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. And you guys make my work days a breeze. One day I found myself laughing hysterically at the back of my work truck at an apartment I was working at, and a couple walked past me and looked at me like I was mental. But I wouldn't want it any other way.
That tickled James.
Well, that's happened to me. I wasn't listening to anything.
I had a suggestion for a scene, where one of you is a leasing agent showing off apartments to a young couple, but the leasing agent suspects the couple of wanting to use the apartment to cook meth in it. Thanks, guys. Love the show. You make my work days so much better.
All right. So it's a two-bedroom, one dining room, 2.5 bath.
Is there access to open flames?
I'm sorry. One more time with consonants?
Is there access to open flames? Thank you, honey.
Well, all the appliances are gas-powered.
Lots of flames.
Yeah, except for the refrigerator, of course. It's electric. yeah, it's all gas, natural gas, and water is actually included with the rent.
That's great. We'll take it. This is perfect for a little love nest.
Oh, wow. Well, great.
Yeah, we want to have a family. I can't wait to make babies. Yeah, we're gonna have family here.
You know, I just gotta ask. Are you guys...
I'm not pregnant, no.
Not yet.
But and it's rude.
No, this has nothing to do with the apartment. I'm just person. I don't take off my name tag here, and I'm not gonna be a real estate
agent.
Can I
have that?
This is me taking off my name tag. It's a symbolic gesture.
I just want to be candid with you.
So, it seems like you guys are really, like, sore and scratchy, and,
I'm not,
she's allergic to
mosquito
bites.
You don't get scratchy, you get itchy, and I'm itchy.
I'm scratchy.
Hi, is this the open house?
No, we're taking it.
Oh my god, is this a flop house?
You're a slut, you're a slut.
What the hell is this? This is disgusting.
Okay, see.
Sorry
yeah,
about that,
yeah.
Michael.
No, that's okay. It's just.
You were saying?
Well, it's. Yeah. That there's a certain. How can I put it? There's a certain.
Je ne sais quoi.
Sure. Okay. There's a certain quality of character that we insist upon here at the Pelican
Absolutely.
Arms.
Absolutely.
Right. And if you're going to be a member here at the Pelican Arms and have.
Should
an
we be
here,
so lucky?
Well, I think we're going to be.
We just
that
want to make
lucky.
Sure that you can be. Be respectful of your neighbors.
I got more pants than this pair.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We got a whole wardrobe of clothes.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to come right out and say it. You guys seem like meth addicts.
No.
I mean, you have teeth like a jack-o'-lantern. Your skin looks like it was. Your skin looked like it was covered in candle wax.
Well, believe it or not, this is improved from what it was.
Okay, I mean, listen, I like Halloween as much as the next guy. You know,
you're telling me I'm a goblin.
And personally, jack o' lanterns are
I'm
like my favorite
goblin?
Part of it.
Come here, Michael. Let me bite you.
No, don't do it. I mean, listen. You seem like you might have some problems that supersede getting an apartment.
No.
You guys are leaving Goblin Hollow?
We're trying to find a new place.
Oh, boy, we love you here. We all do.
Yeah, we all love
we
you.
Love Goblin you, Hollow. But you know what? We're just spinning our wheels here in Goblin Hollow.
Yeah, we want to have a family, so we need to go somewhere where there's good school.
You have a family.
We got upward mobility.
All
of
us.
We're a Goblin family.
This ain't good enough for you.
You know what? I don't like to think of it like that, Schmick.
I think I understand what's happening here. You don't like sleeping in a big naked pile under a tree.
Oh, no.
We thought we knew you.
I love the naked pile.
Who wants some of this meth?
I'd like some.
Me too. Look, if you want to have a family, we can just steal some children for you. We've done that before.
Yeah, we steal some children for years.
We want to do this right.
Oh, come on. I can make all these bones together to make a kid or something.
We want to have a kid. A real kid with flesh on it. Uh-huh. We want to get jobs.
So you want to adopt?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What? Well, this.
A little pinkish one.
They're all a little pinkish when they're born, I suppose. I just love to see your qualifications. It might. Is that this folder right here?
This is our folder.
Did you eat fries off of this?
Not off of it. Out of it.
Oh, okay. Let's see. This is just a blank sheet of paper.
Inside. I could nurse a baby at any moment.
Yeah, you want me to show you?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you would show me source of income. Or do you have a source of income?
Well, there's a couple options that we have on the table. First of all, once you have a baby, it'll be easier to get...
Turn on the charm.
Let me...
there you go. There's once your tooth you back.
Thank you. Put this back in there. Once you have a baby,
that's
it's
not
a
where that
easier.
Tooth came from.
Oh, that's a bottom. That's a bottom tooth.
Oh, okay.
Once you have a baby, it's a lot easier to get a job, which I kind of want to make a career move.
And also, I hate to bring this up, but we are entitled to, we have access to a goblin trust.
Yeah.
That keeps our pockets flush.
Is this like that goblin, that Harry Potter goblin bank where they have the money?
No, the Gringoids isn't real.
This is real. We're a part of the goblins from Goblin Holler, down in the bog.
It's towards the center of the labyrinth.
And we're moving out into the regular world, and we have access to the trust money.
Okay. So how much trust money do you have access to?
No, just barely enough.
And probably enough for rent and food and the baby stuff.
Okay, see, this is why I get nervous, because you have not mentioned any numbers. You just claim...
Okay, here's a number, 27.
Yep, 27. And then plus my 27, which is 54.
$54 is not enough.
No, it's more than that.
Oh, 27 and 27 is...
54, I did the math.
Yeah,
I do math all the time.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Math. I do the math all the time.
You must be the new couple in 5B. I'm Blaine LaCroix. I live across the hall from you.
Oh, Blaine.
LaCroix from the LaCroix family?
Would you like to come in?
Sure. I'd love to see what you've done with the place.
We put some mud here.
Oh, God.
And there's some furniture from Jennifer over here.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
But the floor is very muddy.
We're goblins.
I was going to ask if
you were. Well, thank you for not asking. It's better for us to just tell you.
That's right, Blaine. Bless your heart for just making the walk over, Blaine.
You're the first neighbor that's come and visited us.
Really?
Blaine, you're a good guy. Here, do you want one of these cans of food?
What's in it exactly? It just says food.
That's right, dude. That's a little luck of the draw, honey. We can get it with our teeth if you're hungry.
I'm good. I'm actually on a very tight diet right now.
Hey, knock. Blaine, where'd you go? I'm going to go pick up the kids, okay?
Okay.
Honey,
come in here. Just wanted you to meet our new neighbors.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
Sparkles LaCroix. How are you?
Sparkles.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have people over. Can of food?
Can?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm good. But I gotta go get the kids right now.
The kids are at soccer practice. So
many of them. They just run us wild, you know?
I thought you got extras?
We got too many.
Too many kids.
We could take two.
We'll take two.
What?
The babiest ones.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, I'm one of the tenants. At Pelican Cove.
I remember you. Yeah. I wasn't your personal real estate agent, but I remember Reggie handling you.
He was very kind. That's not what this
great
is about.
Great guy, that guy.
Yes.
Really, died of gingivitis.
He died of gingivitis? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 6 months ago.
Holy shit, he died of it.
He did, yes.
It's a gum disease.
Yeah, I know.
You guys talking about Reggie?
Yeah. But that's
sometimes
not...
I still find foot steps on the carpet.
You hear footsteps on the, you're, you find.
No, I find footsteps on the carpet going to the vending machine where Reggie would always get his jerky.
Okay.
But it only goes in one direction.
Weird.
I know. Okay, bye.
I mean, he did love beef jerky. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You got a question?
No. I'm sorry to hear his passing.
Well, the specter of Michael, or the specter of Reggie, is good news for Michael. You know what I mean? Because I'm handling all of his accounts now. And if I would have died suddenly, I think that
the specter of Reggie will never be good news for Michael.
I think that he might have. I'm sorry. Felt
did
the
you
same
feel that?
Way. No, I felt. No, I didn't hear anything.
Oh my God! I peed a little.
Question? You had a question, sir?
Yeah.
I didn't catch your name, by the way. I'm sorry.
Trickle.
Trickle.
Yes.
Trickle.
Trinkle.
Oh, Trinkle.
Tringle.
You know, that's what my mom used to call going pee when I was a little kid.
It's a Tringle?
Trinkle, yeah.
It's Tringle.
Yeah. Oh, Tringle. I'm sorry. Okay, so Tringle. Mr. Tringle, you're in...
Trinkle.
What's your unit number? 12?
Three.
Three.
312.
312. Okay, 312. Great. And your question?
I just want to say that there had... I don't want to be... outing anybody or like seeming goblinist, but there are some
goblins
in the area. I think they're making meth, and I think they're getting the other tenants to get high on meth.
Okay, first of all,
That's just got to be out, okay? No. Because that's not what I pay money to be. I don't pay money to be in a goblin meth
Tringle, listen, I want to help you, but I got into a lot of hot water when I accused those goblins of being meth addicts.
They are.
I'm sorry?
They are meth addicts. There's... the piles of needles out front of their door.
I went to 16 weeks of sensitivity training because of that incident. And I had to get them a discount on their rent. I'm losing money on the deal that I signed. So, I mean, I wish Reggie was here.
All right, kids, careful around the needle pile. Let's move past there.
I got pricked.
We just use those needles for keeping our skin with holes to aerate our skin.
Yeah. But Blaine and I thought it would be nice for you to meet the kids, so we brought them by.
Hi. I like them. Line up, little kids.
Be nice, guys. Say hi.
Are you two goblins?
Hi. Yes, we
yes,
are.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Are you a goblin?
No. No, I'm a kid, but we're the same height.
We're Presbyterian. Yeah.
This is our oldest.
Really hot baths?
This is our oldest Copernicus. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Copernicus.
Too
I like
old,
him.
Too old.
Okay, you're too old.
Too old. What a baby.
And this is Pamplemousse. She's a little shy.
Pamplemousse.
Hi.
You like magic tricks?
I like magic, but I like close magic.
Okay, come here.
And this is her twin, Peach Pear.
Ooh. Peach Pear. Come here. How many fingers am I holding up?
You don't have that many.
Watch this.
Oh, your spit is black.
And there's another finger.
That's close magic. We'll take these two.
I like the doubles.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we just brought them over to meet you.
Yeah,
Blaine, can you wrap these up or take them?
Wrap up our kids? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if you understand the rules, but you said you didn't want these children, and now they're the goblins.
You're on goblin territory. And when you say you have too many kids in front of a goblin on goblin territory, which is marked by the mud, there's an ancient curse that bequeaths your children to us.
Oh, jeez, I had no idea.
If we had known that was what it was, we would have brought coconut over. Nobody likes coconut.
Nobody likes coconut.
Well, you didn't bring coconut over. Yes, we got the peach pear.
Yes, and pamplemousse.
And pamplemousse. Everyone likes them.
Oh, jeez, I had no idea. I mean, I feel like I should talk to our agent, Reggie, but then he was shot in the face because his breath was so bad.
Reggie, that's a damn shame. Yeah. We had Michael, but even at the office, there was always a buzz about Reggie. Was a great guy.
Reggie was a great guy, yeah.
Well, we'll take good care of the kids. We'll wrap them in mud every night, give them mossy heads, everything, okay?
Sorry, kids. I guess our hands are tied. Yes. It's goblin raw.
Food can.
Mom, Dad, now you still have me, Copernicus.
Yeah, but we didn't really get it when we named you, so I guess you could stay here. Just go play with coconut outside, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, I can say goodbye to you two. I love you very much, Pamplemousse. Yeah. I love you, Peach Pear.
And you're not my mom.
It's true.
That's right. That's
we're still just across the hall.
Spit at her. Here's a stick. You must keep your sticks forever. Keep them sharp and then use them against anyone who approaches us.
It's like a wand from Harry Potter.
Yes, except for the only magic it does is the bleeding.
It's like somebody made a knife out of nature.
That's right.
Yeah. I love
Come
you,
here,
Peach
Pamplemousse.
Pear.
Oh, is that
I'm
one?
I'm Peach
They're
Pear.
Twins.
Oh, is that twins?
Peach Pear.
I'm Peach Pear.
Look who's bringing their kids to Goblin Hollow.
Hello.
Hi.
We did it.
What are your names?
I'm Peach Pear.
I'm Pamplemousse.
Are you twins?
Can I plug my phone in somewhere?
You can plug it into the mound over there. There's a natural energy that comes from the art.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're, I don't know if it's got the same adapter that you need. Here, use mine.
This is your Uncle Clink.
Hi, I'm your Uncle Clink.
Hi.
You guys want to see, do you like magic tricks?
Yeah, close-up magic.
Oh, you like close-up magic. Yeah. Never mind, I'm a stage magician. Oh. But you can plug your phone in over there.
Okay.
Where's the meth?
Where's the meth?
Who's cooking the meth?
No meth.
Today?
Ever since you guys leave, we stopped making meth.
Yeah, we stopped making that stuff.
You were making that for us?
But that was our favorite.
Yeah, we only made it. You're the only two goblin meth heads.
I thought it was our thing.
And now we make a sparkly water called Bubbly.
Yeah.
Bubbly. We looked at the bog bubbling and we thought, that's a good name for our sparkly beverage.
And we're going to take that LaCroix family down once and for all.
We name this flavor Copernicus Bubbly. Well, hey, wait a second. We happen to live right next to the LaCroix family. They're not as bad as you make them sound.
What?
You've changed. No, we haven't changed. We've just integrated into human society.
We also just steal our two kids.
I like you better when you were meth goblins.
No naked pile. No naked pile for you guys anymore.
Yeah. Just for a minute.
You're ostracized.
Make your own pile, normies.
It's not a pile when there's only two.
It's just a little plop.
Well, maybe if there's four of us, like...
We're never.
No,
the kids can't be in the pile.
You're not even real goblins.
Kids sleep in nuts.
Well, then what's this stick for if I'm not a real goblin?
Protecting your goblin parents.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe you like it. You'd like a stick right up your nipple, pal.
Whoa! Ow!
Yeah, how you like that? Who's a goblin now?
You are, Peach Pear. Come here, we're proud of
you. Darn tootin'.
And that's our first seed. Aww.
Yeah.
Exactly where we thought it would go.
A kidnapped child learned to use a sharpened stick.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success.
Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And our second scene. Hey, Alchemist, Tim from San Jose. I love your show, and it's the only thing that gets me through my awful 101 commute to the office every day. Even had to pull over once because the belly laughs were making it impossible to drive safely. That's a common thing I've noticed in a lot of these.
I'm also impressed by people like pulling over.
Yep.
I feel like I've gone through stuff and I'm like, well, I'm still driving. Like,
be responsible in your hilarity. That's what I've always said. I work in tech and often get to be part of conversations with people who think they will change the world with a technology that will absolutely not do that. So my idea for a scene is a board meeting at Zoogle, where they are discussing a new world-changing technology. However, this technology is not great, and the only person who knows it is the least senior person in the room. I'd love to see what you alchemy nuts come up with. Keep up the belly laughs, Tim Slagle.
Hey, you missed the trash can. I'll pick it up. Hello! Hello! Here it is, here it is, here it is.
What is it?
$1 billion idea. You're gonna change the fucking world, nerds, okay? I'm the king shit right now, okay? Well, I feel it.
You're not king shit yet. It's just me and Joanne in here
clean. Shut the fuck up, you old man, okay?
You're not old.
Oh, isn't he? What are you, 30, 31, 32, huh?
I'm gonna kill that kid one day.
I'm 16 years old. I'm a kid genius, all right? I know what I'm doing here. I got the piece of tech that's gonna change the game.
Well, as soon as the rest of the board gets here, I'm sure they'd like to hear about it.
Get all your right, presentation
yeah,
hi,
we're
ready.
Here. Yeah, so
we're all coming in.
So
right now, we're walking in and talking.
Filing
we're now sitting down at the board table. Yeah, right.
Peas and carrots.
It's who the hell is this kid?
I think you're going to know my name pretty quickly.
All right, I'll have a tuna salad sandwich and a frisée.
Here
for lunch?
No, he's not here for lunch.
Okay. Oh, God. Damn it, this is that open door policy day where we let anybody come in and
that's
pitch us ideas, right?
Oh boy.
Well, here it is.
Sure it is.
Check this out. You ever had a problem with your USB, not able to get into the port correctly?
No.
No, it's always fit.
Porp?
Always fit for me.
Is that short for
porpoise?
Yes, it is. Your USB was never able to get into a porpoise correctly, huh? I mean, common problem for many aquatic engineers. Now, I have a solution that's going to change the game. This right here is a universal porpoise port. What it does is it jams into any side of the
port. Sir, you have to leave.
Yeah.
Wait, I saw you take this on Shark Tank. They laughed you out of there.
We can't jam anything into a porpoise as a company. It's a brand.
Hold, just let me show
you. Hey, kid.
Wait, what do you mean show us?
I have a porpoise here. Let's wheel it in.
You brought a porpoise, an adult porpoise.
Yes. And if I can just demonstrate right now, let me just take this glass of water, just dump it on the porpoise.
See, it even looks like he hates that.
You have to put the porpoise in full water. This isn't enough water for
it. It's enough water for the porpoise. I know what I'm doing. I'm 16.
Where did you get a porpoise?
From Amazon Farms.
You know, I don't know shit about animals, but that one looks stressed.
That's a stressed animal.
Yeah.
We're all nodding and in disbelief and writing notes down in our notebooks, pretending that they're real notes. And we're all stunned.
Now, this porpoise board, used correctly, is going to change the game.
Somebody get more water.
Now, I have on this USB port 1,300 songs.
But the porpoise can't play music.
Not now. But when I inject it with my porpoise port, it's going to be able to recreate those noises and make those songs underwater.
So let me get this straight. You've basically taken a live, protected aquatic mammal and made him a portable speaker.
The light's going out of the animal's eyes.
All I have is a sparkling Copernicus bubbly. Will that work?
Can I
fart?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready? What the fuck is the... I'm not hurting the porpoise.
I have never seen a porpoise with so much glass on its eyes. It's just really.
I'll go
really
get
classy.
Some more water.
We can't have this happening in the office.
Okay, well, normally I gotta get a new porpoise, but this is like usually it goes without a hitch.
You can't do this.
Okay. I can't do it. Okay, new idea. I got a couple more ideas.
Don't just push the porpoise off the table.
It's fine. It's fine.
You know, I'm going to have to go ahead and enforce the rule for one idea per person. So,
guess I'm grandfathered in, though. I guess I'm grandfathered in.
You're not grandfathered in.
Am I grandfathered in from that rule? Or?
No.
You're
I'm
not.
A 16-year-old boy genius. I think I got a lot of ideas.
Yeah, we've got like a lot of you guys waiting in the
line. Okay, well, how about this? How about a tie that can hold your sandwich?
The porpoise is
on
the
floor. I got water
what
for the porpoise. What are you doing
too
on the
late.
Floor? I'll drag this porpoise carcass out of here.
Okay, the tie that can hold sandwiches. Are we down with that? Is that something?
Well, yeah, I often have to work through lunch, and if it could hold my sandwich while I deal with my various papers.
I don't wear ties. But what if I did?
Don't you have a lot of those, like,
necklaces?
Like the girly silk scarves and stuff? Like the fashion scarves?
Who are you thinking of?
I don't know, actually.
I don't wear
those. All women had a lot of those.
Oh, this is women in tech, you know?
I don't.
It's a long road.
Yeah. Yeah. With scarves.
I don't wear scarves.
Don't you have some? I mean,
I don't have scarves.
Well,
I wear necklaces
and I was thinking
about
wearing
ties. It
would bring out the color in your eyes.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, I got some scarves in my locker if you need some.
Look, you just sit still. You already went to go get water and that was a whole
thing. Well, that's part of my job. I'm going to go get you a scarf.
Look, kid, anyway, we all love dolphins way too much to watch you try to jam wires into it, okay? And the tie thing might be an idea with legs, but we're going to need to see some actual product design here. I need to see a prototype of this sandwich tie before I agree to go any further with this. I don't know about you guys.
We're all nodding in agreement.
Yeah.
I'm also nodding.
If it's a prototype you want, I have just a thing.
Well, this is business. I should hope so.
Okay. Well, I actually have a man here that is going to change the game. Henry!
All right, I'm here.
Is he okay?
This right here is the most advanced piece of technology in the world.
Yeah. This man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's he wrapped in?
That, my friends, is tin foil.
It looks like tin foil.
It's actually
like
aluminum
potato.
Foil, but yeah, it's the same thing pretty much. It's what you think of as tin foil. It's aluminum foil.
I'm sorry, I'm lost. We just want to see a tie that holds a sandwich.
Yeah,
why don't you bring your pedantic friend?
So I'm kind of like a robot, but I'm a man inside of aluminum foil. And if you've got an idea that you want created, I can make it for you.
What do you think?
What's the difference again between tin foil and aluminum foil?
Aluminum foil is made of aluminum, and tin foil is made of tin.
Hey,
and
Henry?
Are you saying we don't have access to tin foil?
It's not really commonly used.
Just give me 1 second.
Urban legend.
Hey, Henry, what the fuck are you doing? Aluminum foil? We said tin foil.
I thought that was a mistake. You can't
what do you
really
mean you thought that was a mistake? Tin foil?
They
I said
don't
tin.
Have tin foil at the store. They have aluminum foil.
Well, then
I
you go to the store that has tin foil.
I don't think it exists. I went to three stores.
How can it not exist?
I don't know.
I've said tin foil.
Welcome to Foiled Again. What do you need?
I'm looking for tin foil.
We don't have tin. We have every other kind of foil.
Okay. Well, what do you have that is made out of tin?
Well, nothing. We're just foil, but we're not tin foil. We have aluminum foil. We have several other foils, but they're not tin based. If you want, you need to go to the tin district.
the tin district? But yes. That's a dangerous area.
I know, but if you want tin, that's where you have to go.
All right.
Hey, kid, what are you looking for?
I was looking to see if you guys had any products that
were... You're going to get your teeth knocked out of your face?
I was hoping not
come
to.
Here, come here.
Oh, man! He's going to get his teeth knocked right out of his face. Welcome to Tin Town, Rummy!
these are not baby teeth. I need to keep
man,
these.
Man, boy, this way. This way to safety. Man, boy.
I'm running.
Come on. And never show your face here again.
Come on, Tin Town!
Careful now, you look stressed. Are you all right?
I just need... I'm here to try to pick up some tin.
Yeah? Huh? Yeah, touch my nipples.
You're an officer? Oh, I don't want to touch your nipples.
Come on, touch my nipples, huh?
Okay, I'll just touch one of them for a second. Now, is there any way you can help me get
shut
tin?
Shut up.
Are you really a cop, or are you just a Craigslist kind of... Oh, not baby teeth.
Welcome to Tin Town, bitch.
Because I'm from Tin Town.
Are you okay, sir?
Yeah, not very much okay. Are my teeth...
Hey, you got the old Tin Town handshake.
What's a Tin Town handshake?
Here, I'll show you.
I tried as much as I could get tin. Foil, but all I had was aluminum.
Your teeth are falling out and you're embarrassing me, Henry.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll keep
it
to myself.
God, you're such a dumb idiot. I knew I should have got your brother.
No,
God,
no, that's a tragic story. That is a tragic story. I'm moved. Personally, I am moved.
Yes, it does.
Did you want me to try Henry, the porpoise board again?
Do you need a hug, Henry?
I'd love that.
Here's a hug.
Tin Town handshake.
That's right. I came from Tin Town. Zoogle. All right. So do we like?
Everyone, welcome to the Zoogle Q4 big announcement. Yes, thank you so much.
Q4, we here
at Zoogle are excited to launch a brand new product, a product line of live animals that can be made into speakers. So let's bring them out.
Yes! Yes!
Here's our dolphin model. We made this one on porpoise. And if you lift the dolphin and just twist it 45 degrees, and you can tell the animal is stressed, but if you stay at the back, you're unlikely to get injured. And take your USB porp and put it in the dolphin.
Girl, I got this feeling deep inside of me.
How's that? Steeler's wheel.
Music!
Q4!
So little problem with the Q4 announcement. I mean, it's all scheduled to go on.
Was my fly open the whole time?
No.
I couldn't live through that again.
No, your fly wasn't open.
Okay, good.
It was sealed up.
Thank you.
No one saw your nut.
All right.
It's fine.
Thank you.
I was just going to say that we couldn't get
the
music.
It's just that I go through a lot with one nut.
I know.
I mean, and it's like, yeah, it's
no
funny and it's hard to
nut.
Describe it without it being funny. And I get it. The joke's on me.
You're the one that brings it up.
How
all
do you
the time?
Ride a bicycle? You know, like that kind of thing.
Right.
And, I just want to make sure no one sees that.
If you didn't lead with it, we wouldn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure no one sees that.
No one saw it. Like,
no. No one sees the end of the bacon. You know what I mean?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Didn't like that.
You would if you had one.
Well, you know what? I'm leaving.
No, go ahead.
It's pointless.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Well, welcome to Starbucks. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'll have one. I mean, I will not have not one nut. I'll have
what?
one. Shit. I'll have a small vanilla latte.
Small
please.
Vanilla latte.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Okay.
I mean, I would have said iced if I wanted it cold. I'm sorry. It's been a day.
And we call them tall here, by the way.
Okay. You know what? Forget it. I'll just have a Pepsi.
We don't offer Pepsi.
You don't?
No,
how
we're
about
Starbucks.
That? Wow, I feel
do
like...
Do you guys have any nuts?
Yes, we do.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Oh, I'm a diabetic, and I need nuts.
Sure, here's a packet of almonds.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Do you have two? I'd like one as well. Do you have two nuts?
Yeah, we've got two nuts.
Great,
yeah.
I'd like one of those
I
as well.
I think everybody has two nuts.
Okay, back to Moneymaker here. I'm here with Lee Cobbs, the head of marketing and artistic director for Zoogle. There's a viral video of yourself at a Starbucks going nuts, showing and exposing your single
nuts,
testicle.
Nuts.
Okay. Yeah, look.
You're on the show here to explain yourself. I mean, you got the floor.
Sometimes
we trust you.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Okay. Nuts.
I mean, hey, that's not me. Those are my producers.
First of all, big fan of the show. Yeah. So thanks for having me on.
Happy to have you.
Second of all, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has little public meltdowns every once in a while. The only difference now is that it's being, you know, recorded.
I don't think people have public meltdowns and expose their single testicle. You know, that's an issue that's, I think, personal to you. And I think the general public needs to know, because if we're buying Zoogle products, and I know a lot of us, a lot of my friends, they got the Porpoise Port.
Sure.
They're really debating whether or not that product is actually worth its money now.
Well, they really should hang on, because there's a whole new line of animal speakers coming.
One more day.
This
segment brought to you by Uniball Pens. Uniball.
Okay, you know what?
That's a new sponsor. Weird. That's a new sponsor.
No, it's just weird.
That's my producers. That's my producers.
I mean, I like to think that I'm a patient guy, you know, but I think also, you know, sort of deep inside me, there's this, like, you know, level of, you know.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Okay, stop. That's what I'm talking about right now.
Now, it's also, Mr. Cobbs, it's also said here that you are the child of goblins. Is that true? You also come from goblins? Now, yes. I know that's just a rumor, and I know there's been a lot of hate speech against goblins recently, but they have stole children, and they also have been many.
Can you come in?
Yeah, what's going on?
We love the show.
You got some new paint in here, huh?
Yeah. You like it? Listen, the show's got pretty good numbers.
Love the show.
Yes, we love the show.
Yeah.
But your vocabulary.
Yeah.
You can't do past tense, and people are starting to notice.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's noticing. It's fine.
You can't do past tense. And
We get 100 letters a day.
Yeah. So. Well, read them.
Well, we have, and they all say you should try to stay.
Look, I'm one of the highest grossing radio, TV, audiobook shows out there, okay?
No, there's no TV aspect. There's no audiobook aspect. It's just a radio show.
Yeah, just radio.
Well, either way, I'm killing the charts on it, okay? I mean, you name another TV station that has me. So if you think
Can you tell us about something that happened in the past?
Yes. So if you think for a second...
No, go ahead.
I don't have to do that now. You know my past. Read my memoirs. It's on the TV show.
Can you tell us something in the future tense?
Of course. Look, what's up with this, okay? I'm out there getting hard-hitting interviews from people that no one else can get, and this is what I'm getting the 8th degree on this?
So, one last question. How long have you been prejudiced against goblins? Because your remarks were, I mean, the feedback that we got was very much like, what's this guy's problem with goblins?
I don't have a problem with goblins. I think they're freaks.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Go on.
No, what's your deal with us? Why do you hate us so much?
What do you mean, us?
The goblins.
Oh, you're a goblin?
Yes.
All of us are goblins.
We're all goblins.
Me too.
We're all on the line.
You know what's funny about goblins is they got little tiny eyes and their teeth fall out because they do meth.
That's a stereotype.
It sure is.
Yeah, is it a stereotype?
It's ugly.
Hey, do y'all live inside a tree?
No, we live
under a tree.
Under a tree, that's right. Let me get
you. In the middle of the lap. Yeah, great. Pile.
And your kids sleep in nuts, is that right?
That's right, the kids sleep in nuts.
Hey, yeah. You know what your kids can sleep in? How about you suck my butt? Hang up on that one. You know, this is what I hate.
Suck my butt.
Ooh, these buns.
It's nuts. Krobin, what do you think about that?
What do I think about it? You know, I hate to get involved in this stuff. I'm a straight shooter, and what I think is goblins should be treated just like anybody else.
That's
sick. But in this world, that's bad.
It is. It's not. They're not human beings. They're goblins.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm saying goblins should be treated like everyone else.
I agree with you. They're not human. And
guys, you should wrap the show up. The goblins are coming. They're like they're storming the lobby.
Oh God! Oh fuck! Krobin, please.
I'm not here for you, man.
Please.
No.
Please.
Get off me. I'm going to use this on you.
Please, it's just a stick. What do you mean?
Listen, my mom was a goblin, and some of the stuff you've been saying.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah, I am
You're
serious.
You're sick.
Yeah!
And here on this spot, the statue was erected to always remember the struggle of goblin rights and the people who signed the treaty. Right here, in the year 2019.
I'm sorry, can you turn up the porpoise? Some of us in the back can't hear.
I'm sorry, let me see it. I have it set on Billie Eilish. Hold on a second. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank
you. So this is the site where the final goblin treaty was signed here in the radio station in 2019. Any questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Can I shake your hand, sir?
Yeah, sure, of course.
And that's our second scene.
Tin Town.
I think Tin Town is Ann Arbor, Michigan. Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, our final scene today Hey, Alchemist, your show is amazing and sometimes hazardous when I'm driving.
Jeez. Careful.
Yeah, safety first.
I was inspired by your request for scenes that are less ridiculous and maybe just a place. Here's the scene. Two brothers inherit a dilapidated apartment building. I can't wait to hear what you come up with. And again, keep up the great work. Love, Julia Clark.
Julia.
Yeah, well, this is the property here.
Are you sure that there's not another property? This is what was left to us?
I'm sure this is it. So I've been caretaking here for about, 20-some-odd years and whatnot, and I knew your uncle, and very nice man, very quiet, kept to himself and such, but this is the property.
It doesn't look like it's even inhabitable.
Yeah, you know what it looks like? It looks like if, poop was a house. Listen, that's what it looks like.
All right, look, I'm a caretaker here, okay, so I take offense to that.
Well, you haven't been taking care of our uncle's house.
Well, maybe because I've been taking care of some other stuff, huh?
Like me. He's been taking care of me.
Marjorie, go back inside, Marjorie.
I don't like the way those bushes are.
Marjorie, please, you shouldn't be outside. The sun is going to hurt your skin.
It does hurt my skin, but I don't like the way I can't go in.
Marjorie,
you've
please.
Done too much for me.
Marjorie, please go in. Marjorie, please.
Okay. Well, it turns out
Marjorie, please go inside.
I can't go in while they're talking to me.
So I can't look away
Marjorie,
from you.
This is insane.
They're disrespecting me.
Marjorie, please go inside.
I don't see what you do. He cares for me.
My heart.
Is he dying? Can we just, Sam, do you think that we could just say that this is the way we found the building
when
we
arrived? Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea, Brian.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because honestly, we didn't want these tenants here anyway.
No, we didn't, but we do want the house. We do want the apartment building.
Well,
you know?
Do you really think we want this building, or should
Sheriff's
we just have
apartment,
a-
how you doing?
Who are you?
Just came to check, Sheriff, just came on to check on the, holy shit, are these two people all right?
We don't know, we just got here, and
we found them in the middle of an argument, and then one of them seemed to collapse.
Do we have a murder scene?
Looks like we do.
Got quarantine, a double hum.
Quarantine the entire area.
I got it, you get the chalk.
Now, hold on.
Did somebody say double hum?
Yes,
we
did.
Double hum.
I'm gonna take pictures.
Okay, we need baggies of stuff.
Let's get baggies of toilet paper, and let's get baggies of hair.
Is there something for me to trace? I brought my chalk.
Oh, yeah, right over there.
Oh, cool.
Double hum.
Well, we already got a tracer. We already got someone to do the tracing.
Oh.
No, he's going to do pictures.
I'm going to do photographs.
Yeah, but my bad. Okay. Sorry.
I mentioned chalk, but I
But that's what
have.
It was. That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's
it was
what
me
was.
Mentioning it, but I my wasn't, bad, my bad, I my wasn't bad, claiming
bad.
It. No, 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 no.
My bad. My
I
bad.
Heard the whole thing.
Oh, who's this?
I heard the whole thing. These two ain't from here.
Oh, they're not. Well, you're not from here,
no, our uncle owned this building, and he left it to us in his will.
Our uncle owned this building?
Yeah, our uncle owned this building.
Owned or own? Is it past tense, present?
Our uncle died. He died.
Your Uncle Owen?
Yeah, our Uncle Owen, he died, and it was pretty messed up. It was gingivitis.
Actually. Wait. Let's get back to the witness. What did you see?
I saw them come in, and then I saw a woman burn up in the sun like
that
a vampire.
That's a pile?
Yeah, that woman there.
Okay.
I live here.
You live in the building?
Live my home.
Oh.
Okay, all right. So I don't know if Owen owned it, if this gentleman lives here. So you're saying vampire. There's a vampire horde down here? Is that what you're saying?
There's a few vampires in the building, mostly keep to themselves.
Well, I can't take pictures of them. I'm going to go.
Okay, a couple of vampires.
Honestly, we're probably going to have all these people evicted, so maybe we can just start
so
that
you're,
paperwork
you're wanted
now.
For murder right now. You're wanted for a double hum.
We had nothing to do with it. We
Did
were just standing here.
Did they have anything to
here.
Do with it?
I think they had everything to do with it. There wasn't no harm till they come here.
That's insane.
That's a great point. You know what's your name?
My name is Gom.
Gom.
Spelled in the traditional way?
It's traditional way.
I got two cousins named Gom.
Okay, look, small you know world. What? There is Getting nothing here that ties us to these murders.
Not a single
Except
thing.
Owen.
These ropes.
What?
Did ropes and Owen.
Well... I mean, I don't know what else to tell you guys. We just walked up here and we got into an argument. They got into an argument
you,
in front of us.
Now
no,
you're
no,
stumbling.
No, 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 no. We weren't in an argument.
No, they got into an argument in front of us, and then one of them.
I mean, we have a motive. You guys want the building. There's people.
You're really good
crouching.
Today.
Thank you.
Well, actually, we already
like I'm just seeing this stuff come together. You
yeah.
Know?
No, it's amazing like that. Like these things can like just emerge. Kiss from
me.
Your mind.
Kiss
hey guys,
why are you crinkling paper?
Paperwork.
This is the lease to the building, so it's not that we want it. We already have it.
Right.
Well, then why did you kill these two people?
We didn't
we
kill
did
anybody.
Not.
They actually, if anything, they killed each other.
It was a crime of passion.
That sounds ugly to imagine, but
second?
Yeah, this is a quiet place. People keep to themselves. What do you want?
Here's some candy. You want to start talking?
These are circus peanuts. It ain't candy.
Come on, they're circus peanuts. Come on, it's candy.
It's not candy. It's not good candy.
Go.
You got a Charleston Chew?
I've got one in my purse. I'll be right back.
Oh, I love a Charleston Chew.
Okay, but why don't you just take a handful of these peanuts and just, just hang out for a bit, okay? What did you really see?
I don't like my candy chalky.
Okay, we'll get you a chew in a second, okay? But what did you see? What did you like, huh?
Okay. Well, they were the building manager was.
Don't throw them on the ground if you don't want them. Just hand them back to me.
There's circus peanuts. You throw them on the ground.
You eat the shell, Gorm. You eat the shell.
There's no shell. It's you never had this. It's the worst Halloween candy.
There's a shell. I put a shell around each of those.
You
okay?
Don't need to put a shell. They're bad enough.
Gorm, what are these outsiders like?
Oh, master, they're strange. They're from the city.
Are those circus peanuts in your back pocket?
Yeah, I saved them for you, master.
Oh, thank you. This is the only candy us undead like.
Oh, eat them up. Eat them up.
Gorm, you must keep the outsiders and the detectives away from the lair.
Yes, master. Are you gonna drink his blood?
Well, I was gonna have brunch, but I'll allow you.
May I?
You may.
May I just take a pint or two?
You sure can.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Better than circus peanuts, I'm sure.
We're not gonna be a vampire.
Oh, soon, you'll turn.
Play
I
make
promise.
Me a vampire.
Very soon, Gorm, I promise.
We need someone to be able to go outside to talk to people.
All right.
If you become a vampire, you can't go outside and talk to people.
I guess that's fair.
That's very fair. You get to drink some blood.
I just don't want this building to change none. I like the building as it is.
As do
that's
we,
how we
Gorm.
Like it
that's
too, Gorm.
Your job.
Boys, it's me.
Oh my god, Uncle?
The Spectre of Reggie. No, I'm your Uncle Owen's friend.
I was just expecting any ghost would be
agent.
Owen.
Yeah, he was a good real estate
agent.
Yeah,
Reggie?
This real estate that you just bought.
Bought?
Bought.
Are you in the end, Reggie? Because we didn't buy real estate.
Or whatever you did, you inherited,
we inherited
you own it. Whatever. This real estate that you have now.
Yeah.
Is full of vampires. Don't ask me how I know. Don't ask me. Do not ask me how I know.
How do you know this?
Do not. I told you not to
Reggie,
ask me.
How do you know this?
Don't ask me how I know this.
It sounds really anti-immigrant when you say it.
Yeah.
When I say what? Don't ask me how I know this.
Well, the thing about the vampires, it just sounds really nativist.
I'm trying to be woke here, as there's no other word for them but vampires.
I know, but they're foreigners and they should be treated with respect.
They're not foreigners. They're from here. They just drink blood. Gorm has lived
here for
several.
Just saying that we're a country of immigrants. So
you know what? You idiots, deal with it. They're down in the basement.
What? Wait.
What's that smell that's lingering here?
Superintendent, can we come in real quick?
We're just checking the units.
Yeah, we're just checking the units, making sure the gas meters are working, everything going on down here in the basement.
Everything fine with the gas meter.
Okay. Thanks. Wait a second. Was that Gorm? Did you just hear Gorm?
I heard Gorm. And I think somebody's having sex in there.
Well, I definitely don't want to go in if
there's
sexually
somebody
active.
Having sex in here.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Sam, I want to check this out.
All right, fine. Let's go check it out. Fine. Here, I'll put on my headlamp so my hands are free.
Okay. Hello?
What the hell, man? What the hell? We're having sex in here.
Okay. Sorry,
what
sorry,
the
sorry,
fuck
sorry.
Are you doing, man?
I'm so sorry.
You just barge in here when someone's having sex?
Listen, we just knocked on
what
the door.
What the
no
fuck
one
is this, man?
I'm sorry.
What the fuck is this?
I'm sorry. I'll turn my headlamp off.
Holy
I'm sorry.
Holy shit, man.
We heard some yelling in here. We had to come in here and check it out.
I'm having sex. What the fuck, man?
Gorm, did the diversion sexers work?
It worked like a charm, master.
Good. They cannot come any deeper into the basement, Gorm. You know this.
Come any deeper.
Seriously, though. Make
okay.
sure.
Okay, right, I got
come
it.
Come in any deeper.
What do you mean all you discovered was sex?
We went in there and barged in, and it was just one guy having sex. Actually, that was strange,
yeah,
Sam.
It was just one guy having sex?
Yeah. I think we were fools.
Yeah. That was a sex decoy.
Yeah, what?
That was a sex decoy.
What the hell? Who would... What?
It was a sex decoy. The vampires are deeper into the bowels.
They're
of the
so
building.
Smart.
I got two Pilsners. There you go. You boys not from around here, huh?
No, we're from the city.
Yeah, we just inherited some stuff. And,
Owen's place.
Yeah. How did you know that?
Well, a lot of people talk about that building.
Did you know our uncle?
I knew him. I knew him at night.
Wow.
A lot of people went missing in this town.
Huh. So you mean like a lot of people?
A lot of people say his vampires took him.
Okay, see, that sounds really anti-immigrant.
Get off. What are you saying?
I don't give a shit anymore.
Come here. Boy, you don't talk like that.
So what? Huh? How much can we pay to him, huh? We've lost so many people already. Who gives a fuck?
Not now. We've got ourselves and we got the bar.
Do we have ourselves?
Don't talk to these city boys. They got briefcases and cell phones.
Look, I can't say nothing to you no more. And you better pay for them Pilsners.
That's right, boy.
All
right,
well, here you go. Keep the change.
Thank you.
You know what, brother? I got to tell you, our family is so weird.
Everybody's got a weird family.
I mean, you know, I thought it would be really easy. I mean, what, you know, Uncle Owen owned this old apartment building in Fresno. And we were like, fine, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, Fresno's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine.
It's fine.
This is a weird place.
It's fine, but there's a lot of weird, like, intrigue going on in this area.
You're talking shit about Fresno?
Well,
no, actually, I was saying that
Go ahead. I've been here my whole life. I hate it.
Well, then maybe you could tell us about the mystery surrounding the apartment building.
Apartment building?
Well, it's this apartment building that we own. It's on the east side of town, and apparently everyone's afraid of it. Like, it's some kind of...
Oh, the vampire den.
Okay, that sounds really ridiculous. Anti-immigrant when you say it. Like
what are you talking about?
I'm just saying. Like, it just sounds a little weird.
Our family's from Transylvania, and it's not very nice of... Everybody seems to think that that's
Are you
not,
guys vampires?
No.
No, we just don't throw around the V word.
What should I call them? The blood-sucking immortals live there.
Whoa.
Okay, the original name was the Nosferatu.
The Nosferatus live there. I don't know why. What's happening in this conversation?
Me
honestly.
Neither. You were supposed to tell us what the big deal was.
I started to, and then your little PC police friend went crazy
on
me.
I'm just trying to level the playing field, okay?
The playing field is fine.
Okay, you know what? I never expected to have, you know, vampires in Fresno. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, who? That sounds like an indie band.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, I'll order us some bubble. Never mind. Nothing.
Wait, no. What is it?
Nothing.
Golem, what the hell do you want here, huh?
What do I want?
Yeah.
I want a Pilsner.
God damn
and a boba tea.
God, that's Gome. Do you see him over there?
Yeah,
that's Gome.
Yeah. I hate serving this guy. Here you go.
Oh, I heard you when you said you hate serving this guy. Yeah. My money's not good as anybody else's.
Your money's dirty.
Be careful what you say. Hey, stop.
No,
hey,
screw it, Gome.
Just stop. No.
You vampire son of a bitch. You familiar motherfucker.
He's not a vampire.
I'm a familiar.
You're just working with the devil. You traitor. You human traitor!
I'm working with my master who ain't the devil. He just a vampire and he nice.
You piece of shit. This is a piece of shit right here.
I'm not gonna have this fighting in my bar.
All right, enough. I'll pay for the old timers drink
you.
Here you go.
I'm 28 years old.
That's fine. Wow. Sit on down, Gome. Yeah.
Hey, can you pay for my table's drinks too? We're all vampires.
No, just Gome here. I'm just a buddy of mine from the building. So Gome, and listen, just follow me here.
I'm with you.
You don't listen to that Barney. He's not real Fresno. He from Bakersfield.
Isn't that the way, though, you know, when you're just trying to do your thing and people are bossing you around, telling you to do stuff and when not to do stuff? Man, it really gets up my butt, you know?
It gets up my butt.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want to, like, turn the tables on them, you know?
Yeah.
Like you look your master or your friend or whoever's, like, bossing you around in the eye.
Yeah.
And maybe just, like, confront him face to face and say, no. You know, establish some boundaries. You know, maybe even stab him in the heart.
That's right. Like, stab my master right in the heart with a stake.
I like where this is going.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever
like
want to do that.
Metaphorically. Like,
I know we're just talking about it. We just got it on the table right now. It's all in pencil. But
wait,
listen, if you ever feel that way.
I know we don't, like, know each other that well, but you were accusing me of being, like, anti-vampire.
Uh-huh.
And from what I'm overhearing, you're suggesting that he slaughters a vampire.
No.
What is this backwards logic?
We're only talking about slaughtering these vampires based on their character. Not on the fact that they're vampires.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhearing. Me and my buddies were having a Pilsner over here. We have this great big bag of sharpened sticks if you need them.
Well, what do you know?
That's crazy.
Just pay for our Pilsners next time.
Gome, what do you want? We're watching Fleabag.
We need to finish the second season. I love the priest.
I love it when he does that?
I was just at the bar, and people were talking about you, Master.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, and I got you a boba tea.
Oh, thank you.
But any press
the texture's so weird, but I love it.
You and the circus peanuts and the boba.
I just like things that are weird.
You like yucky things.
Good luck with this tiny straw, though, getting those jellies out of there.
At least you got a straw. Those are hard to get nowadays.
Master.
The turtles.
When am I going to be a vampire?
Oh, geez, every day with this question, Gome. I don't know.
Isn't what we've given you good enough for you?
But there's a little more urgency now.
Why is there more urgency?
Because the new ownership is coming and taking over the building. And maybe they're going to change it.
When you whine like this, it's not a good look.
Well, when I drive a snake through your heart, it's not a good look. That's not a good look. That's not a good look. You got a snake in your heart.
I don't know how Fleabag ends. Okay, Gollum, hello again. So your report is that you've eradicated the vampire den?
Yeah, I eliminated the vampires.
Okay, very good.
Hey, here to take pictures.
Fantastic. Well, we're just doing a report here.
Do you need me to transcribe anything?
That honestly, yes, why not?
Okay, I gotta go get my typewriter.
Man, this sheriff's department is fit.
Yeah, well, we run everywhere. Thank you again for coming in and doing that.
Sure thing.
And
by the way, Fleabag don't end up with Hot Priest.
What'd you say?
I said Fleabag don't end up with Hot Priest.
You son of a bitch.
Get
on the ground.
Boiler alert.
What did I do?
You ruined it.
What did I do?
Fuck, I want to cap your ass right now, you piece of shit.
Oh.
Lock his ass up.
Oh. You got it, Sarge.
Son of a bitch.
Gome, it's me, your lawyer. You got beat right there?
They beat me.
This isn't Tin Town. You can't just do that.
I know it's not Tin Town.
We're going to get you out of here.
They're really in good shape there.
I know.
It hurt.
I know it did, Gome. They can't do that. It's beyond what they're allowed to do. I'm sure there's footage of it. We'll get you out of here soon.
Okay.
As a district court judge, I found after several days of reviewing the law that Mr. Gome's rights are extended under the original Goblin Civil Rights Contract. And therefore, I find the city of Fresno, the brothers, owner of the building, and vampires at large at fault. And Mr. Gome is entitled to all that he is seeking in damages.
What? This isn't fair.
I know.
All rise.
Hey guys, I'm sorry that didn't work out.
Well, I mean, come on, dude. What the hell?
Yeah. I get all I'm seeking.
Congrats, Gome. The building's yours, man. Here's the
key. I get the building.
And woo-hoo! Fresno's yours. Here's the key to the city.
I love Fresno.
I'll sit back down.
I'm just saying that somebody should probably change that goblin law.
Yeah. Hey, but what are you gonna do? Hey, what's me lose some? Can you guys give me a ride? Is that all right?
No, you lost the case for us. You're not coming with us.
I know, I didn't think it dropped off.
You're the worst lawyer.
You really are.
The worst lawyer.
And your fly's been down the whole time.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck my nut. Where'd it go? Fuck, I got a fake nut on.
Well, congratulations, Gome. Here's the deed to the building.
I run this place now.
Yeah, it's all yours.
Anybody who wants to live here can live here now.
And I'm sorry.
If you need a good realtor, you just call the Specter of Reggie.
Oh, God, I smell gingivitis.
And that's our show. Let's go around and thank your alchemists and see what they're up to. Mark Gagliardi.
Hi. Check out Blood and Treasure now streaming on Amazon Prime. Mark Gags on Twitter. And last Wednesday of every month, we'll be at Dynasty Typewriter, improvising with the Work Juice improv.
Nice. Vanessa Ragland.
I love that place. Go check it out. DynastyTypewriter.com. Wow.
You just made it sound extra austere.
Yeah, and super 40s. Yeah.
Craig Kikowski.
Kikowski on Twitter. Also Orange Tux Improv for improv shows.
Yeah. Brad Norman.
I'm the voice of Bullwinkle on The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle on Amazon Prime. Please leave a review of this show. If you don't want to, then tweet me why at Brad in Action on Twitter, because I want to know what your goddamn problem is.
Amen. Yeah.
James Heaney.
Go to therealjamesheaney.com and you can see James Heaney content there.
What?
And if you didn't leave a review yet, I got to double down. Well, leave a review.
Oh.
It wasn't as intense as you thought it was going to be.
No.
Was it? No.
It was sweet.
No. Joey Greer.
At Jebby Grieber on Instagram. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 9 o'clock, Westside Comedy Theater, Bear Supply. And then every last
Thursday, Pretty Pretty Pony at Westside Comedy Theater, 10 o'clock.
Would be the first.
Oh, the first.
the first Thursday.
I can edit that around.
Right? That's right. At. Show up on the 4th, be disappointed. Come back on the first Thursday of every month at 10
p.m. July 32nd.
Pretty Pretty Pony. I'm Cole Stratton, at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole, depending on the service. Come check it out. A big thank you to our engineer, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Raphael Brito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And of course, iHeartMedia.
I do, iHeartMedia.
We encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met about the podcast, and write to us with your scene suggestions and whatever else at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.